Okay.
Okay, can you hear it? That's, is it moving?
I think so. That was that was pretty special, wasn't it?
Just like us.
How to? That's how not to begin a podcast.
Imagine you do a whole hour and then this doesn't work.
Oh shit! What a waste of
and a little bit of money. Of
genuine product.
Let's see if you can hear me.
Well, I see lines going up and down, so that looks pretty good, right? I think we're good. Let's see what we got.
Wait, let me put you up here.
No, it's color it easier.
What?
It's color it. What do you think of the chocolate?
It's nice. I think the one that Sass got was better.
Which one?
The one that Sass brought.
Which one was that?
I told you so. I don't know.
Hmm?
2 weeks ago, it was like the fruity one. It was late here.
I'm trying to remember. From Aldi.
And it had fruits and nuts.
You know what? Aldi is, they got some real shit.
Right?
They got some real shit.
It was
shit.
Really good. Like, I really thought, let me see, like, maybe this is better.
Mm.
And I remember, because I went to get mine in the mold and then I saw the fruit and nut one. I was like, remember he likes this one. But I think the other one is better. And it has more like fruity taste.
Yeah, I think.
Right? This is more chocolate.
It's more milky. Feel that milky taste to it.
Yeah, I can really taste the milk.
Look. Mm-hmm.
My stomach can really taste the milk.
Already? Wow.
But it's okay. I think that's enough for today.
I like when it's a bit darker.
The cocoa?
Yeah. Well, that way, the bitterness makes it less sweet.
Mm.
It just goes down nicer.
Yes.
I don't like when it's too sweet, so I kind of.
It's a bit much, this one. It's like one piece is enough.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the case right now, but.
I mean, that was a whole half. Jesus.
I just want something sweet, you know? That was Jim. You go gym in the end?
No.
No?
No, because I need to have an interview because I'm going to go for that. Another interview meeting kind of thing tomorrow because I'm gonna work for what is it called? Is this very high end where like celebrities stay in London? It's an emerald hotel.
What does that mean? Like highest level?
Mm-hmm.
Emerald, what's that? Like aside?
Exactly. You know, it took me 3 interviews, 2 assessments. For me to be able to go there and for them to give me the address. And I had to sign an agreement and I can't tell anyone where it is.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's a hotel. Emerald level hotel.
In London.
Shit, son.
So, you better delete this recording after in case I get in trouble.
Oh, shit. Wow. Until months later. And I was like, oh, because... I remember we were in, there was one weekend where he was going to go to, he told me about a networking event in Birmingham, in Brighton, and he said, come down. And I said, what kind of event is it? Should I bring my table? Should I bring like posters, this kind of thing? And he was like, I don't really know. And I was like, it's not really enough information for me to go down there to Brighton with my table and my dick in my hand, like just out of nowhere. So I'm like, you need to give me more information. I didn't go. And then he said he went and she was there too. And he just said, oh, yes, this girl that I've been talking to, but she's seeing someone. That's the first thing he told me about her. And I was like, oh, okay, so it's not going
to
go anywhere.
Why are you talking to her?
I don't know, but I thought, okay, it's not going to go anywhere because she's seeing someone. And then it was only like months later when he said, oh, by the way, I'm kind of seeing this girl. I was like, oh, but I didn't put it together that it's that one that was seeing somebody until later when he told me, oh, I'm.
But that was already messy to start with, huh?
That was. And I said to him, like, why would you put yourself in a position? Then he told me that, I said, how's this working? He said, oh, we are healing. I'm healing through her. Remember, I told you this. And I was like, that's the most messiest, dangerous thing I've ever heard. Like, why would you even do that? Do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, maybe I'm not explaining it correctly. And I said, no, I think you've said enough. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense to me. Like, that's dangerous. You need to stop that now. And he was just like, he's like, oh, no, I'm explaining it differently, but it's working. Okay, fine. Okay. Yeah. Then over the months, he'd be like, how's things with that girl? Yeah, and he'd be like, oh, she's malicious or something. And he just dropped these words, you know, in the space of 4 months, he dropped these words. And I'm just like, ooh, malicious or self-centered or self-absorbed. And I'm thinking, okay. And it went from initially, oh, you should meet her, to saying these words and no more than that. So I was like, okay, well, he doesn't want me to meet her anymore because he knows that I'm just going to just pick apart this whole story.
And be like, you're talking shit.
Well, that just, you shouldn't be in the situation. Like, you don't need anything from her. She doesn't have a job. She doesn't have a home to stay. She's kind of in between. Fine, if that's what you want to be with someone like that, that's fine. But she's going to gain more from you than you're going to gain from her, really.
In every way.
So I was
and
just like,
you have to heal. What is she going to help with? Because, I mean, if she was healed, she would have her shit together. Period.
Well, she's healing.
Whatever, you know?
So I was just like, yeah.
Either way, like,
Yeah, but like I said, I think she was a project. I think so. So anyway, back to what you were saying, though.
It was a project.
He sees the best in people. That's what he does.
Well, I can very much be on the same boat with him. I'm the same, really. I mean, that's why I've been through so much. But yeah, like, I think that's the thing with people. They're just trying to figure out what it is all the time.
But then do it on your own. Like, don't go and get in a relationship with some girl who's that you've said to me is malicious or has a malicious bone in their body. They're self-absorbed. And yeah, he just said that there's something quite... He mentioned there's something toxic about her, and I was like, what? Why are we still talking about this person then? Like, how good are you of a counselor to deal with this? Like, it was weird, you know, it was weird. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe the pussy's good, I don't know.
Maybe. But is it that good? I thought every pussy was the same.
Yeah, somewhat. But
or is it?
Well,
I guess some more tight than others.
Yeah, there's that too. But I don't know. Either way, I'm kind of glad he's come to a conclusion of it. But,
yeah, but
I don't think he'll call anybody his woman until, like, they've gone through some shit and figured some things out.
For sure. And that's the thing, that's what I always think about, like, now. I'm like, I don't want anybody to claim me if they're not even sure. And I'm not going to claim you either if I'm not sure.
Claimed. You know? Sounds like when you go and, like, pick up your fucking prize.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. In the sense that I'm not going to call you my man and you're not going to call me
I have
your
claimed
woman.
A new box of wireless Lavella microphones.
It's just a saying.
Claimed. Yeah, it's no, I know. It's funny, though.
It is.
Claimed.
Yeah, but it's true.
Like ownership.
I don't think anybody would ever own me like that.
No, but I guess claiming is like kind of the same kind of thing. It's like it's now you're part of the same... I'm not going to say ecosystem.
But I think it will be beautiful when it happens. Obviously, when somebody's like, you know, this is my woman. And I'll be like, ha.
But you were saying people don't understand the situation.
They don't. They're just like, but are you like boyfriend and girlfriend? Are you like...
Hold on. Yeah. What
yeah,
you mean
they ask people like, are you guys girlfriend and boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
And then you know what? You know what?
You know.
You know.
And then, you know, you're like, no, it's just working. You know, people just say like, no, it's just working.
Okay.
I'm like, no, it's... I can't speak in
hypothermia. But, so everybody has asked you this question.
Yeah, everybody.
Who's everybody?
Like family wise and like the three, five friends that I have.
They just randomly ask you that?
No, whenever I'm like talking like, oh, where are you going tonight? And I'm like, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, And they're like, oh, but like, are you like guys together? Is that another one?
Looks like it.
Shut up.
Oh, it's an extra little mic, a mic piece. Oh no, it's just a charger for the things. Cool. Mm. And a case as well. Nice.
Very good.
Very much so. So they ask you all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I'm like, what do you, the fuck do you care? But I think it's mainly because obviously in the past I was very
claim claimable or
I was very claimable and I was willing to claim you too, you know? Mm. Whereas now, it's just, it just wouldn't happen. Now it's just like, we shall see. If it takes 3 years, it takes 3 years, but you know.
So the education is different.
Definitely.
That's
I think the experiences is different. You know, everything that's happened to me, I'm just like, I'm like, you really want me? Okay, we're going to see if you really want to be with me.
Hmm. That's interesting.
But I'm not going to be like begging you. Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's how I see it now. You know? Whereas before, I would be like, so what are we? Is this going anywhere? You know?
Hmm.
You know, I would be that girl.
I think that's most women, though.
Yeah, 100%. Because even at some point, you will think, like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Is this going anywhere? Am I wasting my time?
It's normally after you give it the pom-pom.
Yes, but then...
That's normally, like...
For me now, it's more about actions. Like, everybody always said it. They were like, you know, actions speak louder than words. And it's true.
Mm.
It's really true. Like, I don't need you to tell me that you're taking me serious.
Mm.
Or that you're, you know... That you care for me. I don't need you to tell me any of that.
Because
that's just words.
Yeah, of course.
But you're showing me. So it's two different things, you know? Mm. And I'm showing you. So if you wasn't happy, we wouldn't be here.
Simple.
And if I wasn't happy, I wouldn't be here either. So it's very simple. And the fact that people don't understand that makes me think, are you stupid?
I guess that's the thing then, isn't it? But then, so what about the other thing with... Like, what's your take on men and women being friends? And why do you think it's so hard to sustain such a relationship these days? In your experience.
In my experience, it's very difficult for me. For my part, it's not difficult for me to be friends with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
However, mainly when I don't find you attractive...
It's easier.
Physically, it's easier.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I don't even think about it. My brain doesn't even go there.
Right.
If I find you slightly attractive, I will personally not be your friend.
Wow.
Because I don't know myself enough to know. I'm like, is it going to happen? I don't know. Is it actually? I'm like, I'd rather not risk anything.
When you mean, is it going to happen? You mean sex?
No, is it going to, like, am I going to feel anything with him? Like, is anything going to grow? You know?
Wow.
Is it going to be different than just friends?
Damn.
So I just don't risk it. I'm just like, I don't need no friends. I'm like, I'm good.
Because obviously, like, if you spend enough time with somebody.
Which is normal.
Yeah.
Maybe you won't even find them attractive.
Mm.
But if you spend enough time with somebody.
You'll see things.
You will start seeing things.
Yeah.
And you will start, it's not even that you see, it's that you start fantasizing things. And you start,
yeah.
not even about sexually, but you start making up your own stories of what it could be and how good it would look. Or how good it would feel, or like you're like, you know what, I have a lot of connection with this person, I have a lot of fun, like we can talk very openly, I feel very safe, I feel very like comfortable, you know, it would be good if we was in a relationship, but then you know.
And it goes like that.
And
so you've had those thoughts before?
No, I never had
them. You haven't had them before?
But
you can imagine that's what it
I can imagine
like.
That's what it would look like.
Oh shit, okay.
But I've never had them thoughts before with anybody. But I know people had it with me and they had this conversation with me.
Oh. Okay.
And then I'm just like, I get where you're coming from.
Don't do that. No.
Yeah, I'm like.
Don't speak into existence. I don't want it. No.
I understand where you're coming from. However,
put it away.
Now that you've said that, we're going to have to just.
Stop hanging out.
We're going to have to stop hanging out.
Yeah,
because
it's awkward, isn't it?
It's really awkward because now I know you're in love with me. Like,
What do you want?
What do you want me to do? Because I don't find you slightly attractive. I never thought about you like that. And as much as it's heartbreaking and it's harsh, you have to be honest. Otherwise, that person is just going to carry on like...
It might get crazy.
Exactly. This is dangerous.
Ooh.
It's dangerous behavior.
Have you ever seen...
I know. And there was one time, I'm like, I'm telling you, the guy that I'm telling you about, he was like stalking me and like, you know...
Which guy was this?
Long time ago, but...
What the hell?
Yeah, he was like stalking me and like... Because he knew my address and we was like super, super good friends, you know, like he was like sending me gifts and sending me this. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I told you, like, none of this behavior. And then all of a sudden you're like, going crazy. I was like, I'm scared. Like, I was scared for my life. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
This was here? No, this was in...
This was back in Sheffield.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, how did that stop? You moved home.
I moved.
Oh, this one.
And I blocked my everything. And
yeah, then, but you were friends initially.
We were friends initially. Well, we was friends the whole... No, this is not the one that... Not the ex that I told you about. The other one. Just another person. Just.
So you were only...
Just a random. We was only friends. Nothing ever happened. No kissing, no nothing.
Yeah. But he wanted more.
But he wanted more. And I was like, what the fuck?
He went, what's that TV show called? He went You on You. He went Philly You on You. Exactly. Oh, shit.
Exactly. You so then after that experience, I was like, I don't really think I need, like, guy friends.
You know? So that one was a PTSD situation.
Yeah. No, well, yeah. It was kind of more like you have to be careful because you never know. You know? It's not even about, like, PTSD. It's just, like, you have to be careful. You never know what people are doing, you know?
Yeah.
And then after that, it was a little bit harder for me to actually have guy friends. It was kind of like, I would be very...
Like, take a step back.
Yeah, and then obviously I had a conversation with dad, and he was like, listen, any guy that is your friend, the moment that he has a chance, he's going to go in
there.
He's
going to go for it.
He's going to go for it.
He's probably the best advice you can take is from your dad.
Yeah.
Because he was...
Exactly.
he'd been around the block once upon a time as well before he met your mother.
So then even now, like, I've had to... You know, I used to be like, I'm talking to my friend, like this Jeremy friend or like this other friend. Let's bleep the name, right? And
in German, it could be anybody, right?
Yeah, well.
Let's call him Donovan. Donovan, yeah? Donovan.
Donovan.
Good old Donnie. Donnie boy! Donnie boy, yeah.
Anyway, so like this guy, and then there was another guy that I'm not going to say the name. And then
yeah, let's call him Craig.
I had to like...
Craig and Donovan.
I had to take it. Yeah, like
back
take a notch down because I was seeing really weird behaviors.
Like what?
Like, oh, let's go on a dinner. Like, let's go have some food or whatever. And before it was very chill. And we were talking about, like, my dates and, like, what was going on. Sure. You know, kind of like you and...
Yeah.
Right? Like, she's telling you everything.
Age and O.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
Just natural chit-chat. Catch up.
Catch up. Like, you know, this happened and that happened.
Yeah, just gossip.
It was like that. And then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, I want to take you to, like, Ivory, you know, fucking...
Ivory Coast.
The Shard or whatever. Oh, right. Like, it's a restaurant.
Oh.
Or the Shard or, you know, this. And I'm like...
Okay, so it got extravagant.
I was like, okay. I mean, if you want, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to pay, but you can pay. Because we're friends. So I'm like, I feel comfortable enough to say this to you.
Right.
Right? I'm like, you want to take me there? That was your idea. I'm not about to pay £100 for three potatoes. It's just going to happen, you know?
And a whole lot of plate.
And a whole lot of plate. Exactly. So I was like, nah, like, I'm not going to... I was like, okay, fine. And then after it just got a bit like creepy. Oh, like, you know, it's a shot. And like, they knew that they didn't have to tell me to dress up because it's me. Like,
right.
I'm dressed up anyway.
Right, right, right.
But then it would be like the whole, like, let me open the door for you.
Oh, and so
like,
you went.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Because those are my friends. I'm thinking like.
To go and receive your double decadence.
I'm thinking like it's going to be like the same thing that happened before. Where is your radio? Your thing?
My.
Oh my God. How do you even, how?
Damn it, we're here. Yeah, go on.
Anyway,
to receive your decadence. Yeah.
I'm thinking it's just gonna be like a normal, regular catch-up situation. But then it started getting weird, and I was like, you know what, like, just put it out over here, like.
I'm gonna do it this way. Like, yeah, go on. Better.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's on your neck. Just put it where the orange bit is.
Go on. So
he opened the door out.
And
yeah,
whatnot.
Like, oh, let me open the door, like this and that. And then obviously, you know, when you go out with just one person, people start thinking like, what the fuck, you know? Oh, so this is it for your, do you want this for your girl? You know, kind of like.
Oh, you got into those moments.
Yeah. And then I had those moments and I was like, oh, hell to the fuck no. Like, what is going on? Whereas before it never happened, but it's because he was looking at me differently. I was looking at him like.
It's just Craig.
You're just whatever, right?
Yeah, Donnie.
Exactly, Donnie. But then Donnie's looking at me like I'm
Felicia,
right?
Hi, Felicia. Never buy Felicia.
Exactly. And I'm just there like, what the fuck, you know? So then after that, I was like, yeah, that's not gonna happen, you know?
Did he try to like?
Nothing. He was not trying to make out. So he not just... trying to like. Nothing. But then after I got a massive long paragraph, which actually I still have on my phone because I took screenshots.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I have so many things. I'm telling you, I told you I'm going to do a book on my life at some point.
Okay. Wait, what's the book going to be called for the record? Because maybe this could be you can look back and be like, what did I call that? what do you think you'd call it?
I would just call it like, this is my life.
Something as easy as that.
As easy as life.
Fair enough. Okay.
This is my life.
Well, you spoke into existence on 10 past 5 on the 10th of October.
October 2022.
You have spoken out into existence that you're going to have a book called This Is My Life. Okay.
Yep.
Carry on.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, what the fuck? Anyway, I got a massive paragraph saying like, you know, I know you always told me from the beginning that you only wanted to be friends and yada, yada, yada. And then we were being friends and I talked to you about this, but you know, I don't know when it happened, but you know, I'm in love with you. I'm like, where did this come from? You know? You know?
Yeah. You know,
and I just think you're a very strong, hardworking woman and this and that. And, you know, you're very motivated.
Flattering.
You motivated me to do this and you motivated. Because like I told you, like, I'm very positive and I will motivate you to
you
do a lot
do.
Of things.
You do have that. Look, Sasori.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, damn, like, she just did it like that.
He saw that and then he was just, I need to move.
Yeah.
In the space of a week, he saw you just have an idea about going to wax your never regions to, or you're going to do it. Now he's just like, I'm moving too slow.
Yeah,
so yeah, you do have that effect on people.
But it's literally just that energy, you know, that people crave and a lot of people don't
have.
They
just don't have it. You know what it is?
Yeah.
No vitamin D. You come from hot country, you come there with different energy. People here,
they have no energy. They're just
so zapped.
Yeah, they're just so zapped.
So zapped.
So
you feel every time you get on the train, on the bus.
As much as it's understandable to me, because I'm like, okay, I understand. This is gonna be ego comment, but it's gonna be like, how can you not fall in love with me? I understand.
Fair enough. It's confidence.
But, you know, like, I'm like, all jokes aside, I'm like, it's just crazy. Like, how can you fall in love with somebody that has never given you that? Like, yes, of course, I've shown support. Yes, of course, I showed that I care for you.
Mm.
Yes, of course, I've been there for you, like, in hard moments. Maybe not in person, but I have been, like, through texts.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you call me, like, I will answer you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, like, most of my life, but not really all of it, because, of course, like,
there's like
we
boundaries.
Women we do keep a lot of things like in, but men I know sometimes when they do get comfortable they can just say everything.
That's what Agent O is talking about. This guy,
right?
The guy who spatchcocked himself.
Yeah.
Right. She told me that after. I guess she just wanted to have fun, and then maybe that they had their fun, and she said he just told her all this stuff about his life and
how
she was just like, whoa, like I didn't need this story of you. I just wanted a small piece and obviously
what's
in your pants, you know, but not how depressing your life is.
But this is another thing why I'm always like, I don't need to explain to anybody how anything is going because I'm like, I know how it's going, you know, because of what I share. And I don't share everything with everybody.
Mm.
You know, it's like these little details here and there that you feel comfortable enough to share with that person. Then that's when you know there's some kind of something going on, some kind of bond. And if that person listens and feels you what you're saying anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Back to the point is that, yeah. Some people don't know that though. Some people don't like some people feel so comfortable to speak to you about everything because you are so open and you are so welcoming. Like she's very welcoming.
Right.
You know, I'm very welcoming.
Right.
So you're gonna feel inclined to speak to me about everything.
Yeah.
Because you don't know my intentions. But that's people that still haven't worked in themselves. And because I have, I know for a fact I don't wanna be with you.
Mm.
In any kind of way, because I know you haven't worked in yourself. Otherwise, you wouldn't be telling me this after 1 week.
It's very true, isn't it? Very, very true. Yeah. Very true.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Very true when you look at it that way.
Yeah. And there was a video that I saw on Instagram.
Mm.
And then it was, which I did post on my story. And then people were like, I really felt this one. I really felt this one. It was literally about, I'm gonna play it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to play it.
Because
it's really good. Like, hold on.
It's pretty scary, that stuff, though. Like, you know, with that story of Monsieur Sass, you know, after a few months, she's telling him that she loves him.
Yeah.
What?
Listen to this video.
That's scary.
That is very scary.
Go on.
What is it? If you're dealing with a man who's purposeful, you could never be his priority. You know why? Because his purpose to himself, to what he got to do, is always going to be first. He's always going to choose the opportunity that's going to advance his career, which trickles down and benefits you if he's his woman. All men need a woman to remind them of who they are, because at times we do get lost, we do get misguided, and we lean on our woman. A lot of the times with men, woman is our inspiration. You see men turn their whole lives around. Wow, if you're dealing with a man who's...
Yeah, so... Tell me that's not true. A lot of women don't understand that. You know, there's some women...
What part, though?
The part where...
That they're more needed?
Like, not so much that they're more needed. What my point is I'm trying to get across is he's saying, like, you know, when you are with a man that has purpose,
mm-hmm.
and he knows what his purpose is,
mm-hmm.
you will never be his first priority. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of women these days are like, oh, I want to be, why am I not, like, I'm not a priority. I'm like, you don't need to be his first priority.
Mm.
You don't need to be a priority at all. Because if you had a purpose in life and you was following your purpose,
mm.
you wouldn't need to be anybody's purpose. And yeah. nobody needs to be your purpose.
Right.
You
right,
understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you're focusing on yourself. I'm focusing on myself.
Mm.
You know, you need me. You want me and I want you. You don't need me and I don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
But I motivate you. You motivate me and we're growing. Does that make sense?
Solid.
That is a healthier way to go for things. It's not like, why am I not his priority? Like, is your mom your priority?
I get what you're going
with. You get where I'm going?
Yeah, I see.
Like, you would always love your mom and you would always have the respect for your mom, but is she your priority?
Right, no.
No, yourself is your priority. Yeah. You are your own priority.
Right.
And that's how it should be for everybody. But women are not seeing it that way. You feel me?
I see.
And now the man that makes me his priority, I know he doesn't have a purpose. He's not following his purpose.
Yes,
how he should be.
Yes, true, you know? It's true. It's like...
If you make your whole life 24/7 about me,
uh-huh.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, of course not.
You know?
Yeah.
I cannot breathe. Insufferable. We might talk all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that my life is you.
And
breath
versa.
In, breath out. You
yeah,
get me?
Yeah. It's true, because I remember online dating... Or even in general, dating in general. And if, like, there's always that thing about whether you respond to a message quickly or late.
Or late.
And people read into that in many different ways.
Many ways, yeah.
Some people see it as, oh, he has no life, which is why he's always repeating to me. Like, why are you not busy? Why are you responding to me all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Or you got the other ones that are just like, oh, he's not responding to me. He has no time for me.
Mm-hmm. Or you have the one that says, a busy man doesn't respond to you all day because, you know, he's actually making a living and blah, blah, blah. But then I saw another video, which was about Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And Michelle Obama was talking about him. And she was, like, doing, like, an interview and whatever. And then she hears a helicopter
mm-hmm.
go by. And then she said, oh, that must be him because he just messaged me and said that he was... on his way out, you know?
Okay.
And people are like, if the president of United States can message his wife to say, and ruins the whole country, to say, babe, I'm on my way out.
Okay.
You know, what is your fucking excuse? You feel me?
I understand.
And that. A lot of men do that. A lot of men are like, oh, I'm just going to reply to her later. They just play fucking games. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Some are busy.
There are, okay? Yeah, there are.
Some are busy and it's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see a message, me, personally, yeah. I respond to it straight away most of the time.
Right.
Unless I'm really busy or I see it and I'm like, you know what, it's not that important.
Yeah.
Let me do what I'm doing and I'll respond. But nine times out of ten, I will respond to you straight away. You know?
Fair enough. There's a sweet spot, though, isn't there? I think because, like, I've spoken to girls before and purposely, like, just not responded to them immediately. And then their responses are more, they're more forthcoming. They're more like, they see that I'm not just all about them, like all the other guys.
Mm.
It's just, I'm not interested in just trying to, like, take up all of their air. And they're much more willing to chat because I've given them not as much as my time.
Yeah.
So yeah, there is a bit of a sweet spot, isn't there? But, like, how much time that I guess like people give to another person in a romantic setting, you know, if you give them too much, then it gets overbearing. If you give them too little, then they're not, you know, they're interested. If you give them the sweet spot in between, then they're going to be like, okay, he's got time for me when he has it.
Mm-hmm.
But when he doesn't, I know he's doing what he's doing. Or she knows she's doing what she's doing, whatever mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah.
You got to find the medium in most things, I think. Yeah. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, it just overwhelms.
It always gets toxic and unhealthy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It does. And that's the thing that you have to be careful with. Because sometimes you're like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this. And then it's not building a habit for a lot of things. Like, if you build a habit for it, we're humans, so we are going to get used to things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so yeah, definitely.
It's obviously making people understand, you know, that is maybe today you had a lot of time, maybe tomorrow you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Maybe today you only had one client, but tomorrow you have seven.
There you go.
So then you don't have the time, but sometimes you don't even have to have that conversation with people. They already know.
If they know what's up and they're, you know, not so self-centered,
mm-hmm.
Then they can see that, well, I respect that. Like, he or she will get back to me when they're done with what they're doing. It's as easy as that. But yeah, I've been in many situations, I'm sure you have too, where that's not respected. And they're just like, you're just thinking to yourself,
well,
are you going to earn the money for me?
Exactly.
Then get off the phone.
Do you pay my rent?
Get off the phone then.
Do you pay my bills?
Exactly. Like, go sort out your own. Go sort out your own shit, because obviously your insecurity is insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, make my money in peace.
Literally. That's it.
What a wild one. Should we close it?
We should.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye. We've got nothing else to say to you. Bye.